So once more, relaxing the body. On the out-breath, deeply relaxing and releasing. On the in-breath, heightening your awareness. Now, with as much conviction as you can muster, say to yourself, I will definitely die. This is definite. Day by day, my life is slipping away. I have no idea when or how it will happen. None at all. It's completely uncertain. I see myself reflected in everything around me, from birth to decay, everything dying. The television, the radio, the newspapers, my friends and family, how often young die before the old, the child before its parents. Many deaths in the womb, many deaths at birth, there is no certainty. There is no guarantee that I will not die today. We think, or I think, I'm okay for today. But there's no guarantee that you won't die today. Then very strongly think, I may die today. It's possible that I will not make it through the night. Feel that very strongly because it's true. And focus on the feelings that this invokes. I may die today. Since I will soon have to die, how best can I help myself? Come to some form of conclusion and focus. once again. I may die today. It is entirely possible. Nothing is guaranteed. Imagine people saying about you, you know, they look so healthy sitting there meditating. Who knew? Who knew? No guarantees. And since I will soon have to die, what's the best way that I can help myself? Thank you. So we'll very carefully stand, make our way to the dining room. But you know, I was saying that depending what you're studying in the labyrinth, if you go on to study it, you can use that part in almost everything you're doing. So imagine you've been studying the death process, been doing the 9-point death, isn't it? Imagine yourself in situations where you're involved within the 8 worldly dharmas, or you're involved in an argument, or you're feeling sorry for yourself for whatever reason. The situation around you is not good. Imagine saying to yourself, you know, I could die today. I can deal with this. I could die today. I'm not wasting time with that. I could die today. I'm not going to retaliate with anger. I could die today. I am not going to feel sorry for myself. What a waste of time. Whatever you're studying, you can use. And it enhances that feeling all the time. It keeps it with you. But always remember with death, it's about energy. It's about saying, whoa, stop doing, you know, stop wasting your time and do stuff. Do it now. Do what's meaningful. And that means practice Dharma joyfully. This is not a penance. Dharma is not a penance. It is a joy. Everything else is nonsense. Really, it's all nonsense. It doesn't matter you don't do it. Of course, you go on holiday, you look after your children, you eat good food, just don't believe any of it. It's not true, it's not permanent. Never going to help you. But you have to do it to be social, to go on, yes? But underneath all of that, every interaction that you have is this pure consciousness. Everything there. Impermanent. Flowing. Taking you closer to death. Yes. And then things that you spend a lot of time doing start to taste differently. It's wasting your time. And it's been wasting your time lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Enough already. Enjoy your meal.